And it kind of sort of does, doesn't it? Well, when they built churches at the turn of the century, like ours, the image was to project a sense of security, a sense of God's presence and mighty power in each community. A mighty fortress is our God, the old hymn goes. And so many churches were built to look like this, towers of strength. We also see in this psalm a picture of God's deliverance from the fowler's snare. Now, the fowler's snare is like, I don't know if we have any bird catchers. I know we have some hunters here. A fowler's snare is a trap that they use to catch birds. Well, the psalmist, I think, uses this metaphor for the traps that people set for us, the traps that people sometimes woo us into and we get caught up into, hidden traps people set for us. Our security is found in the feathers and wings of God that he covers us with. The Bible says that God cares for and protects his people like a mother hen, like the five little ducks that we talked about, like a mother hen protects her chicks. The other day, Pat and I were looking out in our backyard, and there was a killdeer out there in the backyard. Never seen one in our yard before. And then when she stood up, four little birds flew out from underneath of her, or not flew, but ran out from underneath of her. We never saw them until she stood up and the wings expanded. And then, of course, she gathered them back in. That reminded Pat and I, of God's love and how God protects us and gives us that security. The next thing I see here in this passage is God's faithfulness. God's faithfulness. The shield and rampart refer to a soldier's body armor. Now, you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan, our soldiers wear body armor. These layers and layers of Kevlar and other type products that protect them from shrapnel. In the psalmist's day, soldiers had these big, huge shields that protected their whole body in the front end, and a rampart or a buckler, which was a smaller shield that they wore on their arm or held in their hands to protect them from the flaming arrows and the other things coming at them. This gives us an image of how God protects us as a shield protects a soldier. The faithfulness of God is reflected in God's divine promises. Look at those words again in the psalm, in Psalm 91. You will find promise after promise after promise after promise. And that, these promises of God, the promises throughout all of Scripture, are the source of our security. If we believe in the promises of God, God is faithful. And God will take care of those terrors of the night. Anybody ever lost sleep in the night worrying about things? Anybody been kept up at night because, you know, they're not sure what they're going to do in a certain situation, and your stomach gets all tied up in knots, and you these waves of anxiety, you know, come over you? Those are the terrors of the night that the psalmist is talking about. And then in the day, the arrows that fly by day, those shooting darts that come at us, those hurtful words, those things that people do to us, and things that people say that cut us deeply to the heart. God is faithful if we put our trust in God and in God's promises. For you see, we are people of the covenant. The people of God are in a covenantal relationship with God, starting with Abraham. If we are people of God, if we are believers, we are part of that covenant. And God has covenanted with us to be faithful. And finally, in this psalm, we find words of protection. Here are even more promises by God to rescue us and protect us. Why? Simply because we know God's name. Simply because we know to call upon the name of the Lord, and that God knows our name too. The psalmist reminds us that when we call out to God, God will answer. You may say, well, I'm sorry, preacher, I disagree with you. I prayed the other day and God did not answer my prayer. Well, God's not Santa Claus either. God answers prayer in one of three ways. God says, yes, it will be done, or it is done. God says, no, I've got something better waiting for you down the road. And then God says, wait. Wait. But God answers all prayers. We just need to be persistent. We just need to be faithful ourselves in our prayer lives. For you see, God is with us. God never says that we'll not be without trouble. God never says that we'll be trouble-free, pain-free, hurt-free lives. But what God does promise is that in the midst of that pain, in the midst of that loss, in the midst of that brokenness, God is with us, and God will rescue us. And God uses all things to work together for good for those who are in Christ Jesus. Never forget that, people of God. You will have trouble. The rain falls on the just and the unjust, the righteous and the unrighteous. But God will be with you, and God will rescue you and save you. Through prayer and trust in God's divine promises, we can have the assurance of the presence of Almighty God and divine deliverance, which God protects the people of God. Three things I want you to remember this morning: God's security, God's faithfulness, and God's protection. And you have Psalm 91 to remind you of that. Three things a football team needs to protect the quarterback, and three things that we are promised through the covenant we have with God to face all of the blind sides that we experience in life. You know, there's a special bond between Michael Ower and the Tuohy family in the movie. And that bond is paralleled in this scripture with God as the psalmist writes, "Because they love me, I will rescue them." Didn't the Tuohys kind of sort of rescue Michael from a very, very downhill road that he was on out of love? "I will protect them." Michael protected the Tuohy family. "For they acknowledge my name. They will call on me and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will deliver and honor them." Folks, these promises can't be any plainer. They can't be any clearer. Do you believe them? That's the question. Have you internalized them? Have you put God to the test? It's okay. God can handle it. The next time that you're blindsided by something or someone, the next time you've experienced something out of the clear blue, something you never saw coming, what are you going to do? Are you going to fall apart? Are you just going to go berserk? Are you going to lose it? I say, go to God's Word. Go to God. Call upon His name. Remember Psalm 91 that you read here this morning. What have you been blindsided by lately? What's caught you off guard? What's threatened to take you down? Today, people of God, God wants us to know that God loves you. You hear me? God loves you, and God cares about you and cares about everything going on in your life. I don't care how minute or how simple it seems to you, God cares about every aspect of your life. And God wants to be faithful to you, and God wants to protect you, and God wants to show you that security. And so that we can have that peace that passes all understanding, under the shelter of God's wings. I don't know what you're going through right now. We're all going through something. There's always something going on. We're all dealing with our own stuff, including myself. We've all got issues, as the kids say these days. I don't know what you're going through. Remember, God doesn't promise us that pain-free life, but what He does promise is to be with us through it. He promises us again and again and again that He'll be with us and protect us and be faithful. I don't know what you're going through, but I do know this, that Psalm 91 and many, many, many other psalms and scriptures in the Bible offers us some rich metaphors about life's dangers, but it also gives us the reassuring promises that God will protect, God will deliver, God will answer, rescue, honor, and provide safety, and yes, ultimately, give us salvation. That is what this is all about, is God's salvation. Whether it be from a particular incident or for salvation, for eternal life, God is faithful. And I hope and pray that everybody in the sound of my voice here this morning knows that salvation of our Lord. If not, today is the day to take care of that issue. Today is the day to cry out to God and say, Lord, save me. Save me from this. Save me from that. Save me for all eternity. I receive your Son, Jesus Christ, into my heart. I believe the promises that you have given me in this word, and I'm putting my full trust and confidence in you, in your Son, Jesus Christ. Folks, if that is the prayer of your heart, and if you mean it with all of your being, in that instant, you are saved. If you believe that, God will deliver you from whatever blindsided things hit you, and you will be given salvation for eternal life. Yes, I trust and pray that everybody that comes here each Sunday has got that issue taken care of. But you never, never, never want to take it for granted. There could be one person here today that does not know Jesus. This message is for you. This message is for all of us. This message is God's message. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you so much for reminding us of your steadfast and faithful love. We love you so much, Lord, that you've forgiven our sins, past, present, and future, and that you have given us your promise of security, your promise to watch our back, your promise to be faithful because of your covenant that you have given us and we have signed on for. Lord, I pray for every soul here today, every child, every man and woman, every mother, every father. And I pray, Lord, that this message will sink deep into all of our hearts. And the next time we are blinded by something, blindsided by something, we will remember this word that you've put in our hearts this morning. Thank you, O God, for your love, your mercy, and for your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is in his name that we pray. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Joyce?